Captain.
Jim?
Yeah, hi, you look good.
You got everything straightened out?
No, I haven't got anything straightened out.
Well, my God, I turned it over to you. I thought you'd have it fixed.
Well, now, wait a minute. I couldn't do it.
I thought you'd have things fixed up. I never have seen you.
I didn't think that.
I've been working you a long time, and I thought you pretty got the results. Have you heard what...
You want me to be honest with you?
Have you heard what happened in Alabama?
No.
Just made a motion to seat anybody from Alabama that affirmed their intention to support the nominees and that would use their influence, if they had any, to get the electors to vote, put the name on the ticket.
Aww.
And they didn't even have a roll call, and they said it didn't sound like it had over 4 or 5 no's. And it passed overwhelmingly.
So
what? It passed overwhelmingly, didn't even have a roll call.
Aww.
Walter Jenkins says that Alabama's got a much worse case than Mississippi.
Well, of course they have. Your name's not on the ballot.
So he thinks that's encouraging.
Well, I'll get the governor again.
And he says that the Mississippi...
Now, he and Wallace have been talking.
He says the Mississippi Alabama's taken care of pretty well. He says the Mississippi delegation, there's two things wrong with it. Said first, you didn't put forward your best case legally. You or John Stennis, somebody that people respected, they heard of, ought to put it forward because it's got a good legal case. They did the right thing, but they just played hell when they got down to the 100-yard line.
Well, I understand.
He said that's the first thing wrong with it. Said the second thing that's wrong with it, said it'd already be in with our backing, with our support, if they weren't scared to death of the governor. He says they don't want the governor to tell them to do it. They don't want him to even recommend to do it. They all say if there just wouldn't be any recriminations. And they're telling folks around up there that they want to do the right thing, but they're afraid when they go back home, the same thing happened to them, it happened to some other folks. They'll just get ostracized. And,
well, I don't think there's anything to that.
Well, but you know, if you and I are on a team together, you kind of like to play with a man whose team you're on, don't you? And that's the way a good many of them feel. Now,
what you don't realize is you take in 48. Johnson supported Truman.
Yeah.
And this stuff about he and Barnett being lined up together, they don't like each other.
No, well, Johnson has been mighty decent with me. And I know that.
I've got his number now. He could be. I talked to him a few minutes ago. He might still be at the mansion. And he told me he was going to Hattiesburg. That's 90 miles from Jackson, but left me his number where he'd be there. So
what you ought to tell him is this: that Alabama has been voted in, and they got a worse case in Mississippi.
Yeah.
That the Mississippi fellows up there are popular with everybody, from the governor of Texas on down. He's going with them. He's for them. He's for them.
Connelly's been talking to Johnson. I knew about that.
He's for them. He wants to help them. But they got to help themselves a little bit, and all of them ought to help themselves. The people up there have made a good impression. Now, all they're scared of is they're scared that there'll be, if he would just tell the first man talks to him, some of them even afraid to call him, if he just tell the first man talks to him, you all do what you think you ought to do. And if your intention to support the nominees,
well, I told him exactly that.
You just say so, and won't be any trouble for me.
Oh.
I won't be committed. I'm not up there. I'm not going to make a decision.
Well, of course, if Alabama's done this, it puts an entirely different light on it, because, by God, he and Wallace have been talking and talked last night.
Well, of course, I don't know what the Alabama people themselves are going to do. All I know is what the convention's done for Alabama.
Oh.
And Alabama's got a hell of a lot worse shape. I wouldn't feel... My conscience wouldn't hurt me to kick Alabama out, but my conscience wouldn't go. My liberal lawyers, Abe Porter, said he wouldn't have anything to do with the presidency if they were against seating Mississippi, because Mississippi had an airtight legal case. He studied it, and he said they were completely right.
I think that's right.
He called me up 6:30 in the morning, said if there's nobody for him but me and you, we ought to be, because said if you go to saying that a sovereign state can't follow its procedures and elect a delegation, send them up there, that you won't see them because they don't agree with you. So tomorrow, when they get the majority, Eastland Russell won't let you be seated.
Well, I'll call him quick as you and me get through talking.
So what you say to him?
I'm at a resort now on Eagle Lake.
You just say to him this, just one thing. That the committee voted without even a roll call. They said only 4 or 5 no's. They got to have 11 for a minority report. So they can't even have a minority report on Alabama. Anyone in Alabama that affirms their intention to support the nominees is seated and casts the vote of that state. And they're going to do the same thing for Mississippi if they can get the votes to do it.
All right, I'll call you back.
And if the people of Mississippi, they may not any of them want to, they always, but they say that the delegation.
Well, good God, man.
They say the delegation would. All, a good many of them would do it if they
deliberately put people on that.
If they weren't scared. If they weren't scared.
Who do you think put Doug Wynn on that?
Well, I imagine you did.
I did.
I imagine you did.
Of course he's a good boy.
I've seen.
Political.
I know that. I know that. But he's an Eastland man.
Yeah.
And he's going to be young. He'll be around a long time. And yes, well,
his father was my close friend.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, he's up there. He's
I'm down here with the finance chairman of the Democratic Party, is where I am. It is large. He's got on Eagle Lake.
Mm. Well, if I were the governor, I would say, boys, I'm not up there. I don't know this picture. But any of you that want to affirm your intention, if that's your judgment, you won't get any criticism out of me, and I may not do it myself. Don't know what I'll do. We'll have to see how it develops. But I'm keeping the camp. I'm keeping the platform.
Now you let me get him and call you back.
Yeah.
Now, because he might be in a car for 2 hours.
That's right. That's always saying the platform is Civil Rights Act 64 deserves be observed by every American. Now, if it's not observed, we say and fair. And just enforcement if there is default. Fair and just enforcement if there is default. But it deserves to be observed. That's what Russell said. That's what Ellender said. That's what all of you said. So,
I haven't said that.
Well, I thought you had. I thought you said you believed in law and order.
Well,
what you told me.
Okay.
Okay, well, so it's going to be pretty easy. And
I'll get you back now and tell you what he said.
All right.
But, I got no that he wouldn't go any further than that statement.
Well, that statement, all he got to do is just say to them, I approve this statement, and there's not this affirming the intention doesn't even go as far as your statement. It just takes out all that history and stuff that Collins is talking about. We don't give a damn about how many Negro women he got $600 for. What we want to know is, are they in there as traitors to the party? Are they going to try to be helpful if their conscience will permit? And all they got to do is say they'll try to be helpful if their conscience permit. The governor's not there, and he's not bound. He can do what he damn pleases. I don't care about Ken, Mississippi. I don't think I got a chance.
Well, I'm gonna, you just, my God.
I just think you take it. They're gone. I'm going to let go, Water. Cut out all your goddamn subsidies and stop your $6 billion cotton program, and I'm going to balance my budget. I'm making up my budget. I'm going to balance my budget, and I'm going to do it. I cut it from $9 billion deficit last year to 4.5. The first year I was in, I cut the deficit in half. Now the next year, I'm going to cut out all this damn wheat stuff because I'm not going to carry. I'm not going to carry North Dakota, and I don't give a damn about it. And I cut out all the cotton. I won't carry Mississippi and West Texas. They all against me. So I'll save that $6 billion I'm spending on agriculture.
Well, we're not
going to
let that get by.
All right, goodbye, Jim.
I'll call you.
All right.